Welcome back to the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Happy you're with us today. You know, if a lot of places in the country are starting to develop and have been going through a drought, and it's only getting worse in many parts of the country, and Tree Diaper is willing to help and provide us with a little help in order to keep our plants watered.
I think we're in a drought, technically.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, so the drought situation is getting worse in the U.S. So to help gardeners, they're going to offer 20% off the garden mat GM3612 from May 16th to June 15th. So for regions already in drought, there may be no rain to catch. So what you want to do is you want to soak the tree diaper in water for 5 hours before installation. And then you check the soil moisture. They use a soil moisture meter once a week. And then in their trial in Central Virginia, they only had to water once a year. So for regions that still have a lot of rain, before the dry season, it will automatically charge up with rain before slowly releasing it back. Free shipping on orders over 100, that's treediaper.com. Again, that's treediaper.com.
For more information, you can call them at 540-300-1465. If you need more information, you can get a hold of treediaper.com or send an email to us at gardentalkradio@gmail.com, and we'll send you all the information so you can get the best deal possible and keep your plants growing all season long. Well, speaking of plants growing, you can grow them in containers, and Tree Diaper has devices in which works very well in containers as well. But many people, maybe new gardeners this year or last year, and they just are not familiar with some of the things that more veteran gardeners have learned when it comes to growing in containers.
Yeah, you and I actually have quite a history of container gardening.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do. That was our first gardening together experience. We had grown our own separately, and then we grew in containers together.
So there's some things that we need to know when it comes to containers. What do you want to grow? Which determines the next point, the size of the container that you're going to grow it in.
Right. So you want to grow something like a tomato plant or a pepper plant or an eggplant. You want to grow in about a container about the size of a 5-gallon bucket.
Right. Now, disclaimer here. That is true. However, if you're growing like a tiny Tim tomato that gets 16 inches tall, we grow them indoors year-round in the 1-gallon grow bags from rootmaker.com. You can use coupon code RADIO21 to save 15% on your order. They got grow bags, raised beds, they got a whole bunch of stuff. But it determines that. Now,
right, so you want something that you want to kind of take into consideration. You may be growing a tomato.
And a container is just not a little cup that you put on your windowsill. Containers can be a 60-gallon grow bag. Mm-hmm. It can be a raised bed with a bottom on it. That is a container.
Right. And that's the thing is that you determine the size of the container.
Right.
But a lot of people like them because you can put them, you know, on a patio. You have limited sunlight, but you can put them alongside your driveway or something.
You can't dig in the ground, but you can put all the containers you want on the ground based on many factors,
right?
That your conditions are, you know, whatever your deal is,
and you're not limited to just like, you know, a certain size container as you had mentioned,
right?
But if you want some sort of aesthetic, that might be something that you want to consider. So they keep that in mind. Now, a big thing is drainage holes, and Joey likes to drill his drainage holes along the bottom side,
right? Example, all of us take a vision and think about a 5-gallon bucket. Most people put holes in the bottom of the 5-gallon bucket. However, if you go up the side about 1 inch and put 4 holes around the perimeter of that bucket, that and then fill it up. Don't add rocks or pour anything else in the bottom. Just fill it up with compost, potting soil, raised bed mix. And then when it rains or you water, it overflows after that bottom 1 inch is saturated. And then that allows the excess water to set there and wick back up in the soil as the plant needs it to kind of give you a little insurance if it is a really hot day and you forget to water or you just can't get to the watering aspect of it. Now, when we talk about that, if you go full bore on the containers, dripworks.com has a couple of container irrigation kits in which you can set up on your patio, porch, or deck that's designed specifically for containers. So that works very well. But also now, back to your thing, is a container can be any size you want it to be. However, a 5-gallon bucket is easy to move compared to a 60-gallon grow bag. Once you put it where you want it, or you think you want it, that's, and you fill it up, that's pretty much all it is, unless you take a half, you know, a couple hours to dig all that soil out and move it somewhere else.
Right. That's definitely something to keep in mind. And if you have kids and maybe you want to do, you want to delve into gardening, but you don't want to delve into it huge, you can grow small containers and then you give each kid their own little plot of containers or whatever. And I guarantee those kids are going to take that container and show their friends or whoever. So that's something to keep in mind as well. So another thing is what kind of soil do you put in there?
Don't dig soil out of the ground.
Right. Don't dig soil out of the ground.
And we joke about that, but that's true. Some people do go that route. Now, the reason why you don't want to go that route is because it's too compacted. It will basically, even when you water it, it's still very, very dense. And when you forget to water, or you water on a regimen, but it dries out, it becomes concrete. Now, in the ground, in the physical ground, it doesn't do that because there is a lot of activity, earthworms, microscopic microbes. There's a lot of stuff keeping that soil to a level of looseness to allow things to work through it. In a container, you've elevated it up, and you don't have a lot of that activity going on.
Right. So you want to use there are container mixes.
Yep.
Some people make their own container mixes. You can use a raised bed mix. You can grow in some sort of natural, like a leaf compost or just any other type of compost.
And you don't have to add worms when you're adding good soil. If the worm eggs are in the compost, raised bed mix, potting soil mix, and they make it in your bucket or your grow bag, fine and dandy. But do not specifically go and dig worms up and put in there, because worms, they in the ground, if it's too wet, they go down. If it's too dry, they move around. And in a 5-gallon bucket, there's only so much room, and most of them, if all of them, will die eventually.
Right, and that's something to definitely keep in mind. So you have that, and then something you want to also keep in mind is you need to water these containers, and you want to water them especially during the peak of the summer. You might have to water them twice a day, and definitely at least once a day. For some reason are out of the drought and have a lot of rain, then that might be different. But you definitely want to keep them in mind, unless you had like a huge 60-gallon container versus like a 5-gallon.
Right. And then we also, if you're growing something like cucumbers, which can be done in a bucket, can be done in a 10-gallon grow bag, can be done in smaller than what you might believe, you want some type of way of vertically letting them grow vertical, because a cucumber plant will produce about twice as many cucumbers if it is allowed to grow vertical versus horizontal across the ground. Bees can get in there to pollinate. For your convenience, you're able to see the cucumbers much easier, and you're able to pick them at an acceptable size to allow that plant to continue to reproduce those cucumbers, because we've all done it. And if you haven't, we'll tell you the story so you don't do it. You let them grow on the ground, and they're very thick ground cover, and then all of a sudden you find one that's, you know, twice the size of a football, and that plant is has already shut down, because its job is to mature the seeds inside of that fruit or inside of that cucumber, and it doesn't care if you're wanting cucumbers or not. So it shuts down after the job is done of maturing the seeds. You want to pick your cucumbers when they are a cucumber. We're talking about cucumbers here, since we're talking about it. Small, frequently, and do not let them get yellow or white.
Right.
Bonus tip there.
Bonus tip. So now you ask, okay, I started gardening last year and I have containers. Do I have to dump all the soil out, add new soil? And no and yes. So if you had like a 1-gallon container, you would want to add fresh soil. But if you have something like a 5-gallon container or larger, you can dump about a third of the soil out and then just refresh that soil.
And whenever you fill these containers up with whatever mix that you're using, go ahead and add an organic fertilizer to that mixture. Now, we talk about organic because it's safe for you, safe for the environment, safe for your pets, and it doesn't, you know, the plants are not jumping and sucking it all up at once. They can pick it up as they need it. But we don't want to go something very large numbers. There's three numbers on a bag of a fertilizer. You don't want to do a triple 30 or a triple 20 in a container, because with, you know, it's not like we're growing in South Florida where we have a tremendously long growth season. We've got a short growth season, and by, using too, you know, a number that high, the plant's not going to be able to utilize all that nutrients, and there's no point of putting more in there than the plant can pick up, because you're just wasting your money and your time and materials and the whole deal.
Right.
So that being said, if you've got any container problems, we're certainly able to help you with them at gardentalkradio@gmail.com.
One thing. You can trellis or stake or whatever in a container. Just because you're growing in a container doesn't mean you cannot.
Right.
Yep.
Now that the weather is warming up, we want to protect our gardens as well as our yards from those various beetles, weevils, borers, those Japanese beetles, yes.
Right. And so what better way to prevent these pests from destroying your garden than by controlling them while they are larvae? Grub Gone is an easy-to-apply granular product that can spread on your turf to successfully control grub invaders. It's developed by Phylum Bioproducts from a naturally occurring bacteria. Grub Gone is a non-chemical BT product that specifically targets only certain scarab pests, and it's safe to use around bees and other beneficial insects.
If you have those beetles already flying around your yard, then Beetle Gone is the answer. It is an organic water dispersible powder that you can spray directly on your edible plants. Yes, directly on your edible plants. Find out more at phylumbioproducts.com.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.